Dr. Devish Ramnath used to see his patients alone. Now he's always with Connie.
Remember Connie from last time?
Think of Connie Gaitan as a court reporter, but in the doctor's office. Gaitan is a medical scribe, and she's sort of like Dr. Ramnath's shadow. As he examines a patient's neck, she sits quietly in the corner, typing notes and speaking into a handheld microphone connected to her laptop.
She states she is feeling much better.
Just a few months ago, Ramnath had to play the role of doctor and scribe.
I was really just focused on trying to get the information in and not really focusing on the patient anymore. Also, I was spending probably an additional 2 to 3 hours after every clinic just trying to get my medical records done.
Now, almost all the paperwork, electronic note-taking, gets done while the patient is in the office, saving Ramnath hours every day.
I would more than happily sacrifice a significant chunk of my income for the improved quality of life that I have.
Plus, with Gaitan, he gets a scribe who can also translate Spanish. Across the country, scribes are in high demand. Physicist, the country's first scribe staffing company, is on the second expansion of its Fort Worth headquarters and opened another office in Chicago.
It's been about a 46 to 50% growth rate every year for several years.
Alex Jesbray is CEO. He says in 2008, Physicist had 35 scribes in hospitals. Today, 1,400. The other big scribing companies have thousands more scribes each. Most are pre-med students, used to hitting the books, but Jesbray says in need of training.
A scribe doesn't exist in nature. You have to make it.
That's where programs like Physicist's Scribe University come in. And you thought med school was competitive?
We have about 9-to-1 ratio, which means that every person out of every 9 people that come and say, I want to be a physicist scribe, one of them actually matriculates to being a scribe on their own. Well, our recruiters, I'll tell you, actually say that they don't recruit, they repel.
Once a week, applicants who've made it through written exams and Skype interviews are invited to Fort Worth for a 5-day training, part of which is in a mock emergency department. Seriously, it's a replica ER with TVs anchored to the wall and sliding blue privacy curtains.
And let's try clicking positive on respiratory distress.
Today at Scribe University, an instructor is going over the right way to fill out an electronic medical record. There are thousands of record systems, and scribes need to be able to put in the right billing codes and medical terminology at lightning speed.
You're listening to the physician, you're listening to the nurse, you're listening to the patient, and any overhead pages that might occur, and you're gathering all of that information and presenting it back to the physician for him.
Brandon Torres started scribing years ago at Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth.
Probably the biggest skill that I've learned being a scribe is how to not just multitask, but to listen to multiple things at the same time.
A scribe makes just $8 to $16 an hour. Companies charge hourly fees of $20 to $30. Most scribes say it's an invaluable experience. But is it helping patients?
This is not an area that's received a lot of research attention.
Anne O'Malley is a physician and senior researcher at the Center for Studying Health System Change in Washington, D.C.
One study of scribes that was done in the emergency department in New Jersey found scribes were associated with more patients being seen on average per doctor. And so that clearly results in more money coming into the institution.
But that same study found the amount of time a patient spent in the emergency department didn't decrease. And while most patients are fine with having an extra person in the exam room, there are concerns about privacy and training standards.
On the flip side, scribes could be viewed as physicians recognizing that they can't do everything. And you know, there has to be some delegation and teamwork in care, regardless of the setting.
Doctors who haven't switched to electronic medical records by 2015 will face Medicare reimbursement penalties, which is why the rush to go digital might just revive an ancient profession. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.